This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Meehan. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland ended his testimony after emphatically telling the impeachment inquiry targeting U.S. President Donald Trump that there was a conditional deal withholding military aid to Ukraine unless it opened investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically. AP's Ed Donahue.
Thousands of Iranians joined pro-government rallies in several cities on Wednesday. It comes after Amnesty International said more than 100 protests.
The impeachment inquiry into allegations that President Trump sought to pressure Ukraine was the first topic on the agenda Wednesday night as Democrats competing to be the party's nominee in the 2020 election squared off in their last debate. Senator Bernie Sanders called Mr. Trump perhaps the most corrupt president in modern U.S. history, but cautioned against making opposition to the president the sole focus in the push to defeat the president at the polls. He pointed to economic challenges faced by those who lack health insurance or housing and the existential crisis of climate change, as he said, the government can take both those and investigating Mr. Trump. Candidates still have about 11 weeks before voting begins to definitively decide who will be nominated. Ex-military chief Benny Gantz informed Israeli President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday that he has failed to form a coalition government, almost guaranteeing Israelis will head to the polls for the third time this year after political deadlock paralyzed the government. The political stalemate began after elections in April and September. Current Premier Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and Gantz's centrist Blue and White party both won approximately the same number of seats to become the largest party.